Gold Coast, in a fantastic game of footy last night, got the points against Brisbane. And for the second week in a row, Aaron Hall played arguably the best game of his career. He's played some slashing football on the way through, but a lot of people are saying the last 2 weeks have been the best 2 weeks of his AFL career. Aaron Hall's been good enough to join us. G'day, mate. How are you going?
How are you going, guys? Thanks for having me.
Would you agree that the last two games you played are right up there with your best at this level?
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously, I've played a lot of my football as a forward, and going into the midfield, obviously, you've got to rate your game a bit differently. But yeah, I mean, I'm loving my time in the midfield, and it's good when the team's up and going. And yeah, I mean, I've put in a couple of good weeks now, and yeah, look to hopefully keep growing to the end of the season.
Obviously, a couple of fairly prominent midfielders not in the side at the moment. Is that been part of the reason for why you've been given your opportunity through there, or has this been something that, you know, in conjunction and consultation with the coaches around the place that you've been talking about for a while, getting an opportunity to have a run through there?
Yeah, obviously it's always been about my fitness. I haven't done much of a pre-season over the last couple of seasons, so they hadn't really had the trust in me to be able to run out of games. So with the injuries that's gone on and Gaz going down against Adelaide, Rocket chucked me in there and just said, just play your footy and just attack the contest. And I've stayed in there ever since. So I'm really enjoying it, and I'm learning heaps.
Interesting comments, Aaron, from the coach last night. Despite the fact you won, he didn't appear overly happy.
Yeah, obviously, I think Brisbane kicked 15 goals. So defensively, you know, we don't want to allow 15 goals in a game too many times. Otherwise, you know, you're probably a good chance of getting beaten. So, as he said, he thought a few of the guys were down on their normal efforts. So we'll obviously look at the tape and improve and try to take that down to Richmond next Sunday.
How hard's this year been for the players? So much has been written about the plight of the club and the playing group and the discipline and the issues that they've had. What has been? Has there been a circuit breaker?
I mean, it obviously has been a difficult year, you know, with everything that's gone on, and, you know, everyone was talking at the start of the season about how we're going to, you know, play finals football, and that obviously hasn't gone to plan, and with injuries and off-field discipline stuff. But, you know, the guys haven't really sort of complained too much, and we've all just tried to stick together, and I think we've actually built a bit of resilience through this time, and we've grown closer as a group, and so it can only hold us in good stead for the future.
Well, Aaron, that's where I was going to go. I mean, there's plenty to salvage from a season like this with a strong finish and a lot of lessons learned on and off the field.
Yeah, I mean, you have to try and take positives out of a negative. That's what we've been trying to work on. But look, it's probably something that we had to maybe go through. And you know, we're starting to come out the other end now. And you know, we've been playing some decent football against some top eight opposition. So if we can continue that for the last four games, we can go into pre-season with a bit of momentum and a bit of confidence leading into 2016.
And if you can ever get Tom Lynch to play 20 or 22 games in the season, he's a beauty, isn't he, to kick to? It must be great to have a big, strong, tough forward to kick to like that in good form.
Yeah, definitely. Him and Charlie, you know, they're unreal, especially, you know, coming out of the midfield now. You've got so much confidence coming through there just to sit it up long and high. And, you know, they win more than their fair share of one-on-ones inside 50. So, you know, we've got great confidence in them. And, you know, they're clunking a few and kicking goals.
Aaron, Gary Ablett, let's say, plays for two or three years. Many other older players transition out. Who are the players that are going to drive this group to the success?
As you saw this year, you know, obviously a large chunk of the players have been in and out through injury and off-field stuff. But obviously Tom Lynch, as it's been said through the media, that he's stepped up this year, both on-field leadership and off-field leadership. Kay Collegeazny's been great this year on-field. He's really been really consistent for a guy who's just in his second year. So he's mature beyond his years. And but it's going to have to be the whole group, I reckon. It's really, we've really been driving it this year off the field. We've worked on our leadership stuff and been able to challenge each other rather than just, you know, skirt around the edges and just be mates. We really want to challenge each other, and we really want to succeed. So we've made some big growth off the field, and hopefully we can start seeing some success on the field.
Have you got a gauge on what Charlie's going to do at the end of the year?
Look, mate, I'm not sure. I mean,
must be hard for you guys in that situation. How do you sort of?
We don't really. We don't really sort of speak about it too much. It's obviously his decision, and you know, he's going to have to make a big decision when it comes end of season, if that's when he's going to make it. But, look, for us, we hope he sticks around. But, you know, he'll make the best decision that's right for him and his family and his close ones. So, you know, first and foremost, he's a mate rather than a teammate. So if that's the best decision for him, then we'll back him in and feel like we're going to turn our backs on him.
That's a fantastic attitude. You're going to try and find whatever positives you can out of the year, and there's always positives. Adam Saad, Aaron, how long upon his arrival did you realise, gee, we've got something here? There's a bloke here who's going to be able to be a pretty significant contributor at this level.
Yeah, I mean, his first training session, obviously I was in rehab, but a few of the boys after his first training session came up to me and said, yeah, he'd challenge you with a sprint race. So I was thinking, oh, he's a quick little guy, and you know, he's got a lot of confidence, and he wants to take the game on. And you know, he's exceeded all expectations this year. He's been really fantastic, and obviously he's had his little groin niggles, but hopefully he can get over that. He can finish off the year well, and hopefully he goes close to winning the Rising Star.
So are you the Usain Bolt of the Suns?
I wouldn't say that.
Well, you're the quickest then.
Who's got you? If anyone has got you covered over say 75 or 100, who would it be?
Oh, I'd probably say I'm more of a 30, 40 metre.
Quarter horse.
I'm starting to blow up after that.
All right. Hey, mate, well played yesterday. It was an important battle given, you know, what might have been on the line for the team that lost that game yesterday. They're always important. The Q clashes up there, and as much as Rodney wasn't happy with the score that got put on the board against you, the fact that you kicked 17 of your own was a pretty positive sign, with so many good players not getting across the line at this stage of the year. Well played yourself too. We appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.